Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she always felt she was being watched. Then, one day she saw it. But where did it go?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, it is. And if you have a real ghost story, you can share it with us a couple ways. If you want to call in, call 855-853-4802. Just leave your story there. You can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Then if you want an ad-free version of the show, along with advanced episodes, access to the archive, become a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. Try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. Hey, Kathy.
Well, hello there. I want you all to pray for me. I got my mother a new smart TV.
And wait. They should be adding me onto this prayer list.
Yes. And somehow I'm going to try to figure out how to teach my mother how to use it. So we'll see how it goes.
And here's why I'm asking for your prayers, because I'm the one who lives here and I'm the one who is going to have to go over to mom's house when she has, like, the thing that you cannot mess up, mom's messed it up. And I'm like, oh, crap, because technology and her do not get along.
Oh, no, not at all. No. So we will see how this goes.
So I'm the one she will call and be like, well, I wanted to watch that
Father Brown
on that Prime thing, but I don't see it anywhere. Then I'll try to like troubleshoot over the phone and you can't.
And
you
she
have to
will
go
have
there.
Deleted the app. You watch.
Well, it was funny because just this week on my Facebook memories, I posted that mom had come over to dog sit for me because my dog was pretty old and mom was in better shape. She's had a stroke since. And so she came over a couple times to sit with my dog. Somehow, while she was sitting with my dog, she downloaded the Stars app. Like, to the point, I saw it because I got the notification, like, something's been charged to your account. And I'm like, what the hell? And she successfully signed up for Stars.
Oh.
I don't know how, because, like, don't, you know, do you just click on it? Is it something that you need to, here's my email, here's my, you know what I mean? So I don't know how she did it. So I'm like, wait. So in my post, it was like, so is mom actually secretly smart with technology, mm-hmm. and she just plays dumb.
Like a fox.
Mm-hmm. So kind of feel her out when you're like trying to explain
what Netflix is
and how it works.
Well, she'll be able to do it in Amazon Prime. Because, you know, they have all those channels in Amazon and you just click on that one. It goes, do you want to subscribe? And you go, yep.
Well, and that's what she'll do. Yep. She's when she got the money, just make sure it ain't on your card.
That's
right.
It's on hers. I'll make sure it's on her card.
Best of luck with your endeavors, Kathy.
Thanks.
Well, here's a story. And it says, my name is Crystal. And some of the experiences that I'm about to tell you about happened to me and my sister a few years ago. It's like us. It all started when my family and I moved into this house back in 2005. My sister and I have always been interested in the paranormal for as long as I can remember. Also sounds like us. And we used to joke around about it. For example, we had a chandelier above the dining room table that flickered when we had it on the low setting. And whenever we had friends sleep over, they asked about it and we would just say, it's the ghost. I don't know that a chandelier flickering, that could be...
It could be faulty wire, you know.
Or, and it could be a ghost.
It could be.
A year later, we got rid of the chandelier and replaced it with a ceiling fan. We also had a basement that I wasn't very fond of because I always felt like I was being watched when I went down there.
Yeah. That's
basements,
the problem
basements.
With basements.
Mm-hmm. Attics, basements, closets. I don't know if I was really being watched or if it was the side effects of watching a lot of scary movies with creepy basements.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm,
that can add to that. But a couple of years later, I found out that I was most likely being watched. I was in my room one day messing around on my laptop when all of a sudden I saw a reflection of a figure in the corner of my laptop. I quickly turned around, but I didn't see anything behind me. Of course, the first thing that popped into my head was that it was my sister. But then I started thinking to myself, and I like this, they are numbered. Number one thought. My door was locked, so she wouldn't have been able to get in. Number two, the figure I saw was shaped like a man. Number three, where did it go? The moment all those thoughts went through my head, I got up and walked out of my room and went into my sister's room and told her exactly what had happened and then stayed there with her for a few hours before I had the courage to return to my room. This was the first experience I ever had, and looking back to it now, even though it startled me, I never felt like I was in danger. A few days after that happened to me, smaller things started happening. For example, my dog would sometimes wake up and start barking at the corner of my room. We hear that a lot, too, in the corners.
Mm-hmm.
Or I would hear footsteps in the hallway or see something in the corner of my eye. But another experience that struck out to me, was one morning I was alone in the house. And at that time, I worked from home. And the way my house was set up was that right when you walked in from the front door, you would have to either walk upstairs to go to the living room or downstairs to go to the basement.
Kind of like
so
a
when
split
it's split level.
Level
is what it sounds like. I was working on my laptop and my back was towards the stairs/front door. And all of a sudden I started to hear voices coming from the basement. That was not a ghost. That was Kathy's dog, Matt.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Just in case somebody's like, chains were rattling in the background. So she heard voices coming from the basement like someone was having a conversation. At first, I thought it was the TV, but then I realized everything was off and no one was home. I got up and started walking to the stairs, but right when I started moving closer, it stopped, and I never heard anything after that. The very last experience that happened in this house actually happened to my sister. She had a friend sleeping over, and they were both in her room, and I was in mine. I decided to go to bed early, but was suddenly woken up by a phone call. When I picked up my phone, I saw it was my sister who was calling, and I answered my phone, and the first thing my sister asked was, "Were you trying to get in my room? Were you trying to get in my room a few seconds ago?" I answered no, but was also very confused about why she was asking me this. She continued to explain that someone or something was turning the doorknob like it was trying to open the door, but then it stopped. I told her again that it wasn't me, that I was sleeping. She asked me to check if anyone was outside the door, and when I checked, no one was there. The rest of that night, my sister and her friend could not sleep. How brave to get up.
Yeah.
I no longer live at that house anymore, nor does anyone in my family. With everything that happened to me and my sister, I can honestly say I never felt threatened or felt like I was in any danger, but I did constantly feel like I was always being watched and never fully alone. I'm just going to say, I get that feeling. I have had that so many times in my life, and I can't describe it. It's like, it's as real as if someone was just standing there. Like, it's...
It is. It is so real. And I totally think that this is true, that I hear the, you know, the rattling of the doorknob, like somebody's trying to get in. I've had that happen to me too. And it's awful to live that way, where you feel like, you know, like you're okay, you're doing your hair, whatever, and then all of a sudden you get that creepy feeling.
Do you think too, like, a lot of people, their experience with the paranormal is watching a really scary movie where they are actually threatened and this thing is going to kill them or something. So you compare it to that. So it's like, oh, I didn't feel threatened. Didn't feel like I was in danger. But the feeling of being watched is one of the creepiest feelings ever.
It is.
That's like that stalker feeling.
It is. It really is.
You know, so to me, that kind of feeling just makes me so at unease. Maybe I'm not being threatened or in danger, but I sure don't feel safe.
Well,
I don't feel comfortable.
Like as a kid in the house that we grew up in, did you change your clothes like at lightning speed? Because I felt so watched that I'm changing my clothes like really fast.
I don't remember that. I don't remember that.
I do remember, like, I'm changing my clothes really fast, you know, and because you're creeped out.
Well, and you would change your clothes really fast because you're freezing cold. That house had no heat in the upstairs, and it was in Nebraska.
It was cold.
Like, it did not have a heat vent that went up to the upstairs. Like, that's like third world country stuff.
The windows are just caked in ice.
You could, like, carve your name in the ice. I remember doing that.
But, that is just, like, a creepy way to live.
Yeah.
Where you feel like you're being, like you said, stalked almost, only you know there's nothing there.
Yeah. But then one day she saw something in the reflection.
Yeah, she did.
So I don't know.
That's, yeah.
So I definitely think something was in that house.
Oh, I do too.
So here's another story, and it's, I'm Amina from the UK. I love your podcast, and I listen to it whenever I get the chance. I think what you guys do is great. You provide a therapeutic platform for people who've experienced things that most other people don't understand. Agreed. If you have not had an experience, you don't really get it fully.
That's right.
Anyways, I would like to share a paranormal story with you. One night I was fast asleep. I then woke up to go to the toilet about 3:15 a.m. I have good night vision, so I didn't bother to turn the lights on to navigate my way to the toilet from my bedroom. I could clearly see in the dark. I never turn. I always have like a light on in my house just so I can see.
I don't, because I don't know, but it's weird to me. Like, if I have a light on, that'll cast these shadows and I don't want to see them.
And I feel the opposite. If I don't have a light on, there's things lurking.
Oh,
yeah,
lurking.
Yep. They're out there.
Do you want shadows in the doorway or do you want lurking?
You know what, though? I do find myself, if I do have to get up and go to the bathroom in the night, I don't look at anything. I just look at the ground. I go to the bathroom because of all these stories that we've shared over the years, I just don't want to wake up and glance in the other room and go, oh, shit, it's a shadow person.
Oh, no.
Damn it.
Oh, no.
No, I'm never going to get to sleep. So I never look up. I always look down when I go to the bathroom because I don't want to see anything.
Yeah, I get that. I do too. Now that you mention it, I bet I'm looking down
but
more.
But then I'm going to share with you a story that doesn't matter where you look. So anyway, I got out of bed, slowly walked to the door of my bedroom. As I just stepped out into the corridor, which led to the toilet, I saw a, this is in caps, bright white flashing light. It was similar to the light in thunder and lightning weather and similar to old school camera flashes. So super bright.
Oh, that's like, really, yeah, that's really bright.
But it was a great size of bright white flashing light. I do not suffer from any health conditions, which may affect my vision or anything else. At first, I couldn't believe what I saw. I rubbed my eyes, then stood there for a moment like a deer in headlights. A few moments went by, the lights still flashing. I tried to rationalize what I saw. I looked to any normal explanation of the light. I looked to the door in the corridor, which has a window, but no light from there. I looked at the ceiling, the walls, the other windows. Nothing but darkness surrounded the white flashing light. So I'm having a little hard time just... Because like, it almost sounds like a lightning storm. Like, how do you differentiate?
Like, is she seeing light, like, at the end of the hall? Is that where this thing... Like, is it something that's just hovering there at the, in the room itself?
I guess, because it's like she said... The light's still flashing. That makes me think of lightning, right? Outside.
Yeah.
I looked to the toilet door in the corridor, which has a window, but no light from there. So, I don't know. I looked at the ceiling, the walls, because like lightning from a lightning storm, it's just everywhere.
Yeah.
But then it says, I finally walked closer to the light.
So I'm thinking there was just like maybe a light like hovering or something right in the middle of the
maybe
hallway or room.
Walking along the corridor, hoping to see if I could check the downstairs landing midway of the corridor. Like I'd be running back to bed, which sometimes had a light plugged in, trying to rationalize that perhaps the bright white light came from the nightlight downstairs. I had to turn my neck and head 45 degrees. Oh, I had to turn my neck and head 45 degrees around to see the downstairs landing. The nightlight was not plugged in. It was pitch black downstairs. I was so puzzled. I thought, I've investigated all possible sources of light. There are no real sources, so where does this flashing white light come from? I turned my head back to view the light again, and it disappeared. I was a little scared at this point. Yeah. I'd be like, shit! But decided to resume going to the toilet. But you know what? If you gotta go.
You gotta go, you gotta go.
But I don't know. Like, if I saw something really terrifying, could I, and it's still super dark, could I go, still gotta pee, though. So she went to the toilet. It was summer. The toilet window was open. My cat was sitting on the outside of the toilet window. She seemed calm. This reassured me. If anything evil was there, my cat would be scared, but she was calm and content. I would agree with that. You can always
look to your pets and see how they're responding.
I then returned to my TV. I then returned to my bed to try to sleep. My cat jumped through my bedroom window, which was also open. That would scare the crap out of me, having a window open at night with no screen
with
or
no
anything.
With no screen, so I could just jump through. No.
That ain't supernatural shit either. That's like intruder, stalker, thief.
Serial killer,
yeah. If a cat can get in, a serial killer can get in. My cat can sense when I'm sad or scared and usually sits on my lap more so during such times. Well, this time she sat on my legs when I was in bed scared, trying to process what had happened. I didn't sleep for the rest of the night. On following nights, I think this just might be a UK thing, I kept a torch by my bedside, which to us, like that could be a flashlight to them maybe, but a torch to us is like, you're getting ready to light some shit up.
Yeah, it's like you've got a fire going. Yeah.
It's a torch. Because a lot of times torches are actual fire.
Yeah.
Refusing to walk to the toilet in the dark again. Since then, I have not seen the bright white flashing light. Research into this, I came up with guardian angels. What do you think?
Well, I've never heard of just flashing light.
But it's white light, which would, that's why... I think she would get the guardian angel idea.
Interesting. Oh, well, I mean, it's possible.
It's so hard to say just by describing what that white light was like because I can't fully comprehend it. Because it kind of sounds like it was lightning. Lightning is everywhere. But did it originate from a certain place? But then it's like she couldn't figure out where it was originating from. Was it moving? Was it like a small white light? Was it lighting up the whole hallway?
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes migraines have flashes and lights.
Mm-hmm.
You know, was there any possibility that there was something with her eyes? I'm just wondering if possibly could it be?
I don't know, because I think this whole thing, we would almost need to see a video of what the light was like.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what I'm going to say. I'll go with the guardian angels. And here's why. Because I think by thinking it's guardian angels, she could sleep better. She could relax more. Maybe you don't want to get up and go to the bathroom when it's totally dark. Get that.
Yeah.
But a light's not even going to help you because it wouldn't have gotten rid of the white light that you saw.
Yeah. You know.
So I don't know.
The only one time I've never had a bright light at night, but one time got up, went to the bathroom, thought, you know, I'm going to go in the kitchen and get a drink of water, which isn't completely normal for me.
I keep telling you, take water to bed with you.
I got the water, turned around, looked down the hall, and there was red glowy smoke.
Yeah, because, I mean, that shit happens all the time.
At the end of the hall, I just see this red glowing smoke.
Oh, damn it. I needed a drink, but I'm going back to bed instead.
Now I'm like, okay, I have to run through this smoke to get back to my bedroom. But
oh, you got the drink, and now it's blocking you from your bedroom?
Yes, Jesus Christ. It's at the end of the hall. But I stood there for a second, and I'm staring at it, and then it just disappeared.
And
so I
like,
go down the hall, run through that spot really fast, and then get back into bed, cover my head, you know, kind of thing. But I've not had a bright light, but, you know, you can see that. I'm just saying, it definitely can be things out there at night when you get up like that.
If you would have thought, I just saw a white light, it's a guardian angel, then you would have slept better.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Red smoke ain't no guardian angel.
No, sorry that you ran into that demonic thing in the middle of the night.
Red,
I'm really sorry that
smoke
happened to you. But at least you got your glass of water.
I went to the bathroom.
And I think that one should learn her lesson and just take the water to bed. But whatever. I don't know. But I think I'm just going to go with guardian angels.
I am too. I like guardian angels.
I think that's a sweet explanation for that. And I like it better than
Let's do it.
So, hey, if you like this show and you want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. Go through applepodcast.com, try it 3 days free, or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.